From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Portland Center for the Performing Arts in Portland, Oregon, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. So, you can see why we are delighted to be back in Portland, Oregon. It is a city all about culture, politics, civic involvement. It's like the place where public radio listeners hope to go when they die. That is, if they don't get their first choice, which is to be composted to help grow hemp. No, true fact, I saw a street person this morning in the streets of downtown Portland. He was ranting to himself, and I got closer. This is what he was saying. Well, Terry, that's an interesting question. It's a public radio town. We're happy to be here. We say to those listeners who are unlucky enough to be living in less enlightened metropoli, give us a call. Be here in spirit. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
I'm Raquel from Bellingham, Washington.
Hey, how are things in Bellingham? Just up the road?
They're kind of cold and dreary.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
People in Portland just thrive on that. It's exciting
to
see.
We're more mossy up here.
Oh, more mossy. Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Raquel. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a performer and writer and author of the novel Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hello, Raquel.
Hi.
Also say hello to a woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hey, Raquel.
Hi, Amy.
And lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author most recently of Long Time Leaving Dispatches from Up South, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Raquel.
Hi, Roy.
So if I came upon you in the forest, would I be able to know which way north is, by which side?
I'm afraid probably so.
Well, Raquel, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time, of course. Carl Castle will read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Here's your first quote.
I will oppose any attempt to allow him to play in the congressional baseball game. He would remake the rules to his liking.
That was Illinois Representative Democrat Rahm Emanuel, as quoted in the Washington Post. It was part of a barrage of criticism aimed at a senior administration official this week who was accused of making up his own rules. Who?
That would be the angler, Dick Cheney.
Exactly, Dick Cheney. You even know his Secret Service code name, Angler. Very good. Late last week, it was revealed that the vice president did not believe he was subject to rules governing the executive branch because he is not actually part of the executive branch. Instead, his lawyer said, Cheney is part of the lesser-known Crypt Keeper branch, which is charged by the Constitution with the tasks of guarding the undead and making energy policy. Now, this interesting brouhaha came at the same time that the Washington Post published an expose which showed that Cheney is not only part of the executive branch, but he is basically running it. The series, though, and to be fair, it finally did debunk the notion that President Bush is merely Cheney's ventriloquist's dummy, because dummies occasionally argue with the ventriloquist.
There is a clear regulation that the vice president is allowed to make rules.
Yeah, it is?
Yeah, Cheney wrote it.
Here's the thing, and I just kept... I'm not the only person to wonder this. I read the Washington Post expose called Angler, after his Secret Service name, and it describes in detail all the things that Vice President has done. For example, he vetted the Supreme Court nominees, and once he had chosen them because of their judicial philosophy and views, he would then send them into the president, and the president would chat with them about their family. And that's what would happen. So
he also vetted the vice presidential nominees.
We remember this.
Yeah.
So here's my question, is he's doing everything. Mm-hmm. He's fixing NASA after the Columbia disaster. what is the president doing? It's a mystery.
Well, they did get him a dog.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
Yeah. So.
And, you know,
they took the pretzels away, but
they got on the dog.
He's got rubber-tipped pretzels now. But. And, you know, Cheney might have vetted most people, but I think he Bush did get a chance, didn't he, on Harriet Myers?
Well, this is actually, that was mentioned in the article. Well, I mean, that was the one thing that Cheney did not approve of. Mm. He was told, this is the one time Cheney, in the article, was quoted as being angry with the president when he was told that, oh, by the way, our nominee is going to be Harriet Myers. And what happened with that, we ask.
I don't know if Cheney holds that over him too much these days.
Yeah, really. But, you know, once they learn that he actually is capable of shooting someone in the face, like, who's going to argue
exactly
with that? I'm not going to argue with that. You know, the man is packing heat, right?
All right. Here, Raquel, is your next quote.
It's going to be like the world's biggest bra sale at Macy's, with screaming, shoving, and yelling. Then everyone who gets one will be sitting there placidly like post-injection heroin addicts.
Cool. That was an unnamed advertising exec. He was talking to the New York Times about the huge frenzy about the release of what product on Friday?
The iPhone.
The iPhone, indeed. Somewhere right now, the ghost of Alexander Graham Bell is whining that people weren't as excited when he invented the telephone in the first place. Too bad for him. People lined up in front of Apple and AT&T stores all over the country. It's
the terrible irony is that the people lining up in front of those stores, like, days in advance, probably won't have anybody to call.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
It's mainly an iPod for them.
Yeah. I have to say, though, that I have been, you know, looking at the specs and reading the reviews. It is really impressive. It has, of course, you've got, you know, one button and then all these other features come up. So there's a little software button that gives you the internet, another. You get your cell phone and another, and it projects a life-size hologram of Heidi, a Swedish exchange student who's a beautiful woman who's really impressed with your new phone.
That's right.
We're going to have to evolve into people with narrower fingers, though. I can't even do a cell. I hit more than one thing. You shouldn't have a. I mean, first, look at how.
I know you have very fat digits.
Giant digits. You've got hands made for radio.
All right, Raquel, here is your final quote.
I have a new outlook on life. Don't serve the time. Let the time serve you.
That was somebody in her big post-jail release interview with Larry King, who has been rendered and reforged by her time in the belly of the beast.
Oh, I'm embarrassed to know this, but it's Paris Hilton.
We are all embarrassed to know that. Since all the jokes about her that could be made have been made, we shall now let her speak for herself. All the following is true. She told Mr. King that the mysterious medical crisis that caused her to be released from prison for a day or so was claustrophobia, and also the fact that, quote, I hate to be alone, unquote. She also claimed to Mr. King that she read the Bible every day in jail. Mr. King asked her to name a favorite passage. She looked down at her notes, hesitated, and then said she didn't have a favorite.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't stand being alone, huh?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, look who she's with.
You mean?
When she's alone.
Exactly.
Poor kid.
You'll feel pity for her? You do?
Well, I'm beginning to.
You're just jealous. She's got those skinny little fingers.
Little
you can use
fingers.
That
yeah.
iPhone.
Yeah.
She'll have written a book on her iPhone before you've typed in a number.
She could use her iPhone with her whole body probably.
Just hopping up and down on it.
Carl, how did Raquel do on our quiz?
Raquel, you had three correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.